Welcome to Hope Is Here. I want to talk to you today about the topic of looking above. And you're like, what does that mean? Well, it's football season, and a lot of you know that if you've listened to Hope Is Here over the past year and a half that we've been doing this program, that I'm a big sports guy. I love football and basketball. Of course, we've got basketball season just kicked off here the last few weeks, and you'll see during games they'll show up in the press box offensive and defensive coordinators, and they're looking down on the field, and they're sharing what they see because they've got a better view. It's harder for the coaches and players on the sidelines because they're in the trenches, but they can see things from up from above. They can see what's going on with all 22 players, and they will make suggestions on what to do defensively or offensively to make some adaption to what the other team is doing so they can do a better job. And it just really came to me that, you know, that's such a spiritual thing because God is looking from above. He's looking down at our lives, and he's got a bigger picture that a lot of times I don't see. And there's this passage in Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 4 that says, "Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory." And friends, that's encouraging for somebody today. I know it was for me when I read this passage recently. That one day, if we keep focusing our mind and our hearts on things above, when we look above, that we're going to appear with God in glory in heaven with those loved ones of ours that are followers of Jesus. Yet the enemy does everything he can to keep us from looking above. He doesn't want us to look above, look towards God, and trust God and say, "God, what do you see as the offensive and defensive coordinator of my life?" Okay, as my life coordinator, maybe it's a better way. You know, God, you're looking down, but you see everything that's going on. What is it that you want me to do? What do I need to do? Or what do I just need to wait on? And that passage here, it's only four verses, but it's so powerful. Set your heart on things above, and your mind on things above, not on earthly things. And I want to ask you today, what is the one thing, the one area in your life that you're having a hard time trusting God with? It's different for everybody. I pause there for a moment. And somebody goes, "Oh, did we lose connection? What happened here?" But I know everybody has at least one thing. It may be two or three things that are just keeping you from trusting God. This one area of your life, whether it's financially or health-wise or with a rebellious child, just a work situation, relationship issues. I mean, the list goes on and on. And all it's legitimate stuff. I'm not making light of it in any form or fashion. But the whole point of today's program and tomorrow's is just I want to encourage you to focus, to look above, to look at God, to get your heart and mind focused on what God wants for your one and only life. I love that John the Baptist in chapter 3, verse 30 said, "Jesus must increase and I must decrease." Now it's hard because John the Baptist was the man at the time. But I want to ask in today's program, how do you look above and trust God with that one area in your life that it just keeps you in fear? It really does. If you're honest today, that area just kind of keeps you in fear, and you just got to, "I want to trust you with it, but I'm just so afraid because things haven't worked out real well in the past in this area of my life, and I just know that I got to control it, things, if it's going to happen the right way this time." Of course, right, I would say in parentheses, you know, what we think's right might be different from what God wants to do in our lives. But the very first thing we've got to do, if we're going to look above and trust God with whatever that area in our life is that we won't surrender to him because we're in fear, is we've got to set our mind on things above and not on earthly things. You know, God has a different plan for each and every person's life. And yeah, we get in that old compare game thing. Good things don't happen when we play the compare game. We get disappointed. We get frustrated. We can get depressed. We can get angry. But also, the opposite can happen. Pride, being self-righteous, thinking we're better than other people because we do better in our job, or we've been blessed and live in a better neighborhood, better car, our kids, and go to better schools. We've got more letters after our degree than other people, and MA or PhD, and all that stuff's great, MD, and those are all great things. And God loves for his kids to be blessed and have lots of education, yet we've got to remember that God is the source of everything. And this comes only, the only way you can do this and set your mind and heart above on things that God wants and wants to do in our lives and not on earthly things is what Romans chapter 12 verse 2 says. It says, don't copy the behavior and the customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Romans chapter 12 verse 2. One of the best books about getting your mind right and being transformed that I've ever read was a book I read over 15 years ago called Battlefield of the Mind by Joyce Meyer. A few years ago, they kind of revised it, updated it a little bit. It already sold over 500,000 copies by then. I think it may be over 1 million by now. But that is so true. The battlefield is in the mind, friends. If you think you can't, you're right. If you think you won't, you're right. And either we trust in the Lord with all our hearts and lean not on our own understanding and all our ways, acknowledge God, and he will direct our paths from Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, or we don't. And we get worried because we try to do it on our own. And I really want to encourage you, think about getting a copy of that book. And the fact of the matter is the battle's right there every day, and we've got a challenge. And I really encourage you in the morning to start your day off right. I know a lot of people that listen to either our program live on the radio on their way to work or the podcast on their way to work, or a couple of friends who said, hey, they listen to it in the morning while they're showering, shaving, getting ready, getting dressed, only 14 minutes long just to get their mind and hearts filled with something spiritual and prepare before they go out and face the day. But I also want to help you out with what does it look like when you're trying to set your mind on things above. And I want to continue that from Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 15. We were looking at the first four verses in Colossians 3 earlier today. I want to encourage you, maybe you need to get your Bible out or get your app out and look this up, this passage in chapter 3, but verses 12 through 15 say, since God chose you to be the holy people God loves, then you must clothe yourselves with tenderhearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who forgives you. Forgive anyone who offends you. Wow, got to say that again. And forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. But above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. And let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful. Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 15. I mean, there's a tremendous amount of nuggets of wisdom in those four verses right there. And I'm going to share a couple of those with you today, and then we'll finish out tomorrow with some others. But the first thing that comes to mind for me when I read those four verses in Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 15, when I try to ask the question, what does it look like on setting my mind on things above? Well, the first one is just starting in the morning with the attitude you put on. I just shared that a little earlier about how some people listen to the podcast of Hope Is Here. You can go to hopeishere.today and do that. Or they listen live on the radio on their way to work. But man, it starts in the morning with the attitude you put on. And we do have a choice every day. Chuck Swindoll, one of my favorite Pastors love listening to him, often on the morning. I'm in my car from 7:30 to 7:55. He's on WJMM 99.1 FM, and I've listened online too, WJMM.com. And he talks about that life is 10% what happens to us and 90% how I react to it. Say that again. Life is 10% what happens to me and 90% how I react to it. And he said, the fact of the matter is, every day we have a choice with which attitude we will choose. And so that is so true. I saw that over 20 years ago. I had it put in my office up in Cynthiana when I had the supermarket. And when the flood happened, there it was. And it had been flood water got on it. And when I was able to finally sit in my office after about 3 days after the water finally receded, and actually I couldn't even sit because the chair was soaking wet, my chair in my office, that typed quote was on there about life is 10% what happens to me and 90% how I react to it. So it is with you. You're in charge of your attitude each day. You get to choose it. And I had to choose that day knowing that I was now over $2 million in debt and did not have flood insurance. And so it's a daily thing. The good news is maybe you had a bad attitude the day before, but the Bible says in Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 23, great are God's mercies each morning, that they're new. His mercies are new every morning. Great is God's faithfulness. And I love that it tells us that his mercies are new each morning. In other words, we get a fresh start. You know, on UK football, the good news is if they win, man, we got a whole week to celebrate that win. Bad news is if they lose, we got all week to think about it and ponder what we could have done differently. And that's why I like to be in a college basketball coach at Western Kentucky University for a couple of years a lot better, because we had at least two games in a week, sometimes three. So you didn't have much time to sit there and dwell on a loss or a win. We just had to go on and get ready for the next game. And so with you today, I want to challenge you to say, I'm going to have a great attitude. I'm going to have a God-honoring attitude. And it's so huge. And yet, I found a lot of followers of Jesus that are really good at complaining and being negative and critical. And it's easy to get in that habit. And the fact of the matter is, friends, life is hard, whether you're a follower of Jesus or not. But the good part is, if you're a follower of Jesus, you may not know what the future holds, but you know who holds the future. And we can put our trust in Jesus. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. And friends, a lot of days I've had to read that verse when I didn't know what God's plan was for my one and only life. In fact, I'm a little slow, so I had to be reminded that it's in that verse, the word plans is in that scripture three times. Not once, not twice, but three times that word plans. So God knew I needed to be reminded, and I need to hear it three times so I would know and trust that he has a plan for my one and only life. We're out of time for today, but I want to encourage you tomorrow to join us again. Invite somebody to join us. If you tuned in late, you can hear this on our website. Go to hopeishere.today. It'll be posted later today, and you can hear all of this program. And we'll continue our conversation tomorrow in Colossians chapter 3 on looking above. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here. Need help selling your home? Or are you looking to buy your dream home? Let Diana Fields and her team with the Millennium Real Estate Group at Keller Williams Bluegrass Realty help you. Serving Central Kentucky in real estate and property management for 21 years, Diana Fields and the Millennium team have the experience to help you with one of life's biggest decisions in buying or selling a home. Contact Diana Fields today at 859-621-0604 or online at millenniumlex.com. That's millenniumlex.com. Mom.